I'm Becky Carlson with Mission Network News. One missionary in Vietnam said that there has been an increase in persecution as leadership has shifted further left in leading nations. For security reasons, we will refer to this missionary as Antam.
In the last month, we've got a report that in the Hanoi area up north, there's been an increase in persecution. In the Saigon area, we've seen an increase in persecution. Also, house churches have been closed. We've also noticed that in Australia, Japan, and the United States, there's been a move in the government structures there to the left.
Although this scenario is anecdotal, it is born of experience. Persecution has opened doors wider to the gospel. Pray that the faith of new believers remains firm. Next, Bible Pathway Ministries was given 1,500 Spanish New Testaments in response to a Mission Network News broadcast earlier this month. Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp says the donations were put to use right away.
The Lord had that to come just at the right time because it was the very next day we received a request from Open Door Ministry International of Guatemala that they needed 400 New Testaments that they're making up for their school children's kit.
And Global Aid Network has announced its spring work project taking place March 4th through the 11th. Gain USA sends crates containing humanitarian aid across the world to further gospel ministry and assist in meeting physical needs. Materials are received and packaged by volunteers. Pray for more volunteers for the spring work project in March. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Becky Carlson.